National sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Who that, baby?
Yeah, well, I thought you were going to say, who that going to beat them Bears? 3-0 for your Chicago Bears. How about that? Boy, what?
Fighting for that first bye.
What happened to your starting quarterback over there, buddy?
Hey,
what happened to Mitchell Trubisky? 2-0 going into the game, throws a touchdown pass, and then they don't do Squidouski.
It's a shame.
What happened?
But guess what?
He got benched.
He did it for the betterment of the team.
Is that what he did?
He did it for the betterment of the team. He was an unselfish player.
What a leader. What an absolute leader to take a seat and allow Nick Foles to come in and throw not one, not two, but 3 touchdown passes to defeat your Atlanta Falcons. That's right.
Because that's part of the game plan.
Well, this is why we're starting this, because this is where we are. This is where we are after the weekend we were and went through.
Who would have thought the Bears?
If you're an LSU fan and you're a Saints fan, we're starting with the Falcons blowing another lead and dropping to 0-3.
I don't know.
That's what we got to do.
I don't think you can make fun of the Falcons anymore.
That's all I got.
In all seriousness, I think we all have to stop making fun of the Falcons.
See, you told me this Friday. You have this whole karma thing. You think this is happening to the Saints because of that?
I think it is.
I'm going to make you feel better here on this beautiful legal yellow notepad I have in front of me. Beautiful penmanship, at least in my eyes. I'm going to calm you down. I'm going to calm you down following the Saints' latest loss, 37-30. We'll talk about that. We got plenty of headlines to get into. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to a brand new week to the Sports Hangover here on ESPN New Orleans, your home. Pelicans basketball. We have NBA Finals that is set. It will be on Wednesday. Your Los Angeles Lakers taking on the Miami Heat. If you're not a LeBron fan, you may want to wait the Wednesday to turn on the TV. It is 24/7 about greatness and what he did and all of that. I mean, as a matter of fact, buddy, no Travis today. I can't do it today.
No
Travis today. We can do Travis Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm already. I got to talk about LSU's game, the Saints game, everything. No Travis.
Game? You mean bloodbath?
I'm done. Not today. Not today. Okay? So I don't want to hear it at all whatsoever about the greatness and the.
I heard all the conversations and everything that was said about why did I decide to come to LA.
Come on.
The reason I came to LA, it was not about basketball and, you know, naysayers and things of that nature, but. I understood that, and with the season last year and with my injury, it just gave them more sticks and more wood to throw in the fire to continue to say the things that they would say about me. But it never stopped my journey. It never stopped my mindset. It never stopped my goal. And I'm happy, like I said, and proud of this organization and proud of my teammates. I'm proud of the coaching staff, the front office, and our ownership as well, you know, at this very moment today.
I will say this, and I will give him this in his post-victory chats with the media. He at least admitted that he did orchestrate to get Anthony Davis over there.
Well, he also—I
mean, no, he did say, well, quote, he also said, "That's why I brought him over here."
He also said, "My shoulders are wide enough to carry the load."
Yes, absolutely.
That's the type after your team just won.
Well, I guess your shoulder to carry the load is basically just being able to. You're the guy with the flag stick back there, letting AD back up the truck and park it or drive it. That's what that was. Because he ain't there without AD.
I wanted to turn off the TV so bad after.
And you can call me and tell me all you want about the final minute and a half. AD carried the whole game. And in the last 3 minutes, I got it. Whatever. Anyway, I'm bitter. Okay, so
that's it. That's
our Lakers talk for the day. This is where I am today. This is where I am. You know what? There were some good news, though. There were some good news. The Cajuns. Imagine this. Clutch. Poor kicker missed like 3 field goals in the day, right? And then they put him out there.
Tulane.
Nate Snyder, get out there, Nate. Why don't you kick me a 53-yarder for the win at home to still be ranked? You're raging Cajuns. They win 20-18 against Georgia Southern. And first time since 1988, Jordan, that the Cajuns are 3-0. So that was nice. And then, oh boy. Up there over at Southern Miss. Did you see what happened there in Hattiesburg over the weekend?
That was, I mean, it was a massacre. An absolute massacre.
Well,
Tulane drowned the Golden Eagles.
You know, here's the thing. I mean, you got to look at it a certain way. No, you can't. There's no way to look at it. It was poor Eagle. It started out well. It was 14-0.
No, and that then, bird's not screeching.
No,
anymore.
He's not. He's a little wounded.
No,
wings
he's,
are a little
he's
bent.
At the bottom of the Lake Pontchartrain.
Oh, come on. There's no Lake Pontchartrain over there. Hattiesburg River or some lake or something. But Tulane, again, it looked bad at first, 14-0. On the ensuing kickoff, they return it past midfield. It gets knocked out of there. It's a turnover. And then a massive interception that led to the score. But Tulane made a change at quarterback early in that game. They went to Michael Pratt. Bottom line is this, 66-24 was your final. 66-24. Not one. I'm gonna go LeBron here. LeBron, when he went to Miami, took his talents. What do you say? Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, seven. Seven rushing touchdowns by the Green Wave. Cam Carroll, three rushing touchdowns, caught another to win 66-24. Head coach Willie Fritz on the win.
Oh, we didn't start off very good, but I really like the resolve that our guys showed throughout the ball game. I thought it was I thought we ran the ball as well as we've ever run it since I've been here. I thought the offensive line, you know, did a great job with protection as well. There were some big, big holes. We had a couple backs over 100 yards. And I think it opened up the passing game, you know, and, you know, we missed a couple deep balls. And we would have hit those. We really would have had an incredible game throwing the ball as well. Had a couple drops and some deep balls. Defensively, had some problems at first. Had a hard time getting to the quarterback, and then we just started dominating.
Ooh,
and, although the guys did a super job with their pass rush and playing with leverage and figuring out a few plays that we were having trouble with leverage. So that was good.
That was tough to watch. Southern Miss is not a good football team. Michael Pratt on coming in, what was it like to get his first action?
It was a blast. Just, you know, had my opportunity and, you know, great team win. I'm really grateful for my teammates having trust in me, you know, coming in that situation and just playing their hearts out.
The one negative aspect of it, Tyjae Spears scores his second touchdown of the game. And, I mean, again, I don't have an official word on it yet. Looks like he really injured his right knee, though, planting awkwardly. Horrible. Cam Carroll, who scored, as I mentioned, on three carries in the end zone and then caught one, had this to say about Spears.
Well, you know, at running back, we're all really close. So, like, if one of us is doing good, we pump each other's tires. If one of us is down or, you know, down physically or mentally, you know, we always got to lift each other up because at the end of the day, we have to support each other because it's always going to be critics that say, well, this should have happened, that should have happened. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to love each other. Like, I hate it for him. I really do, because he's like a little brother to me. But, you know, without a doubt, we had to pick up for him. And, you know, I know he's happy with the results.
We're going to have a lot more on this Tulane win. Gary Smith covers the Wave for The Athletic. And the Picayune, will speak with him at 1:30. But I got to get to this. A sad violin sounder. As has been made official.
Do I have to report it?
Ian Rappaport.
Bears. Coach Matt Nagy, or Nagy, however
Whatever.
You want to say
yeah,
it.
Okay.
Announces the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Foles.
Oh, no.
Is now their starting quarterback.
There he is.
Justin Herbert, you have a new fan.
You've moved on to Justin Herbert, huh?
Unless the Saints pick up Mitchell Trubisky for some reason.
Did you see that picture I sent you of Mitch? Head down. On the bench, alone, teammate-less, no one around him, just looking straight down, sullen, wondering, what happened? My team was 2-0, I'd thrown a touchdown in the game, and I told you, my coach has so much confidence in me, he benched me. That worst, it would have been 2-1. Incredible.
They did. They
benched
did.
Him. The dude threw a touchdown in the game.
They did my boy so
2-0. Well. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. The end of the Mitch Trubisky era.
Also.
Hold on, let me re-cue that because what?
Also, well, I was going to say Sean Payton in his conference call said hopefully they get Davenport back this week.
Let me tell you what, they need a lot more than Marcus Davenport. A lot more. Let me re-cue this up. LSU taking on Mississippi State over the weekend. 44-34, your final. KJ, a.k.a. Joe Montana, a.k.a. Joe Namath, a.k.a. Aaron, a.k.a. Johnny U. KJ Costello, a.k.a. Tom Brady. Basically the greatest college quarterback, pro quarterback I've ever seen.
Better than Dak when he was at Mississippi
State. Oh, Dak, Dak ain't nothing. Because Dak ain't never thrown for 623 yards.
SEC record.
This just in, Costello just threw up another ball, and it's been caught by a Bulldog.
Number
5 touchdowns against LSU in a 44-34 loss. I don't know if this sad violin even cuts it.
Cornerback Jay Ward, number 5. You might have seen him get burned every other play.
Stop it. It's not his fault.
He's still trying to catch up with the wide receivers.
Hey, it's the Pirate. Pirate came on in the SEC and said, check out my arm. What did you expect was happening? Mike Leach was coming. I said this. I said 7-3. Not because I hate LSU, which half of y'all think
I do. I called the Mississippi State win.
Well, look, here's the thing. You lost 19 of 22 starters. Right? I mean, you did. I know what you expect. So, we'll talk about that coming up. But here's Coach O on the loss.
I told them, put it on me. And when they win, I give them the credit. When they don't, I got to take the blame. I got to get them better. I got to coach better. I ask everybody to look at themselves in the mirror, see what we're doing. Let's get better. Let's stick together as a football team. We got a lot of football left. I still believe we have a good football team. We have a lot of young guys that play for the first time. They got their taste of SEC play. Anytime you play in the SEC, there's going to be great athletes across the ball. You got to win your one-on-ones. We didn't do that tonight.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll get to that here in a quick sec. But that's what happened over the weekend. Let's do Twitter Dave first, and then we'll go to a concerned citizen here. Got about 4 minutes before we hit the break. Twitter Dave. Thank you for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got, man?
Gus, man, I just want to give the game ball real quick to my man, Joe Burrow. 300 yards
passing. There it is. Game ball, Joe Burrow, 12, baby.
13 receptions in a row. Mm-hmm. No interceptions and 2 TDs. My sit-down is going to be with Drew Brees, so I can introduce him to Trevor Lawrence. The future of this club.
I got you, Dave.
Twitter Dave, you're not alone. My friend's texting me the same exact thing.
So this wasn't even because he didn't have a good game. This was just, at this point, we want to go for Trevor Lawrence. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. And one other thing. I would like to have a talk with Pelini, because when you hit your head against the wall over and over and over and over again, and you don't change nothing, obviously, the man zone was not working, and I don't know why. The man across from him has a card about as big as my hand. His card is about 10 feet tall, trying to go through all the things he's got to do. He just got out. He just got beat this week. Out-coached.
Leach looked like a napkin.
I'm gonna leave you with one other thing because I know you got one minute.
Yep.
My man, the best, the goat, the real goat, Joe Montana, saving his grandson over.
Yes.
The I'm gonna leave you with that.
Yes. Twitter Dave with really good phone call here. All right, we got about a minute left. Concerned citizen apparently wants to. What are you concerned about, citizen?
All right. You know, I in no way, shape, or form know the King's Scribe, so let's just say that.
Oh, okay, but, so this is not a member of the King's Scribe here.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I don't think, George, did you give your application to be a Oregon quarterback fan to me or Dino? Oh, I'm sorry, not me. To the King's Scribe or Dino, because I know they're Oregon fans. And I don't believe they got their your application for Justin Herbert. So,
that's true.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, what a bad day to beat anybody in Louisiana. Who's more of a concerned citizen right now? The Bo Pelini fan? The Drew Brees still has zip on his arm fan? LSU's DBU? Or Georgia Southern? Let's say that. But which one would you rather be today? Or anybody from Georgia? Let's just say that. Any football fan from Georgia. But this isn't the King's Cry, by the way. Oh, okay. And by the way, for all you other Louisiana citizens who may have missed it, Anthony Davis is in the NBA Finals.
That's all the time we have for the opening segment, right, Jordan? It sure looks like 12:15, and that's around the time we have to take our first break. Thank you, concerned citizens, so much. So you can chuckle all you want. You know what? I don't even want to hear it. Congratulations to Adam Silver and his band of referees on that series. That was beautiful. Congratulations to the real MVP, Anthony Davis. And congratulations to basically the public relations team that is working overdrive to let me know about his legacy. I hope Miami wins in five. That's all I'm saying. There he goes. We'll talk to you, concerned citizen, come game day. In the meantime, I got things to get to. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen, concerned citizen, a.k.a. King Scribe. You know that was Travis, right, Jordan? You know that was Travis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was 800-998-1003. Mr. Black, going to come to you as soon as we finish this commercial break. Because Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. The intern will go through all the questions of the day when we come back as well. Open lines the rest of this hour, please feel free. Most of next hour, two guests in Hour 2. Mike Triplett, 215. Marlon Favorite, 230. Gary Smith, 130. Rest of the show, open for you folks. Hoodats, Tigers, you want to vent? And you know how you feel. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast.
At Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat and Homa, you can get a great deal on a Ram at their Ram Power Days event. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Avenue Wine Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Call today and be cool tonight. Crescent AC and Heat will save you time, money, and sweat this summer. One call does it all. Crescent AC and Heat will clean your AC condenser and do a full check of your AC for only $49. You heard right, $49. Call the best for less this summer. Crescent AC and Heat at 504-777-1234. That's 504-777-1234. And remember, go Tigers.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Twitter Dave with the game ball to Joe Burrow. Is there no Saints that get a game ball? Alvin Kamara had a good game. It was the only offense the Saints had. I'm sorry, did I say that? Mr. Black, thank you for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got, man?
Hello?
Hey, what you got?
Good evening, good evening. How y'all weekend was?
It was good, man. It was good. How was yours?
I can't complain. Let's start by first saying LSU. Mm-hmm. Everybody looked brand new. That's that SEC play. You mm-hmm. know, so I'm 500. The honeymoon knows. You know, we got to accept that. I hope my brothers come back for his senior year, and then we can do what we did again. You know what I'm saying? So this year's the learning year. And as for the Saints, I'm the one picked them to lose 34-20. I saw a lot in them this weekend, last night. So, you know, they've given them their mid-form. So right. If they can keep their schedule nice, I think we're going to be all right. So I want to apologize to the Saints. I still love y'all, like I said, but, you know, just that enthusiasm to pick it up. I saw Drew Brees. After scoring a touchdown, he was talking to the offensive line, trying to talk to everybody. Mm-hmm. That's what I need from him. I ain't worried about his arm. I just need him to get them tight, especially Sanders. You saw how he throw that ball high, mm-hmm. and Sanders called it for him? That's going to be trust for you. You know, so I like that. So, you know, we're going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? So I give a sit-down to it was Sean Payton. With that fumble to Drew Brees out, what you were doing, man? Take your time. Go work the clock. Get down there. Go score. Try to tie a score up. You know, but and Sean Payton, what you can say? You know?
Well, I'll say this, man. There's a lot of things we can talk about this team, but I have an interesting perspective that I'll get to here in a quick sec, man.
What?
I said I have an interesting perspective as to where the Saints are through three games. But let me ask you this, because I want to get to our next caller. What is your biggest takeaway through three games? Of all your takes, what's the one thing? If I asked you, I'd been overseas and I haven't been able to watch any of the games, and I walked up to you, Mr. Black, and I said, describe to me the Saints. What's your biggest take? How would you tell me? What kind of football team are they?
They don't have no identity. They run sometimes, they pass, so they really don't have no identity. The one thing I say, I can say they're trying to blend together. Okay. Like, even though they have played all these players from last, but they still got to blend right now.
All right, man.
You know,
Thank you.
Still got to blend.
Thank you so much for the phone call. Appreciate it.
All right, you have a good day.
You too, sir. You have a good week. I saw you look up to me. I want you to describe what's happening right now.
I will pat you on the back, and you can pat yourself on the back because you called it
last week. I'm going to keep doing this for a little bit. Go ahead.
You were talking about the Saints' identity, and after last night's game, that's the main storyline that's everyone's taken away from it. You
see, I didn't say that, though, right?
See all these other teams with an identity, and the Saints still look like they haven't found theirs. So I will give you credit for calling that.
I did say that. This was Sean Payton. Jeff Duncan of The Athletic asked him that question. Are they struggling to find their identity this season?
Yeah, to some degree. I mean, you're frustrated as a coach because that starts with us, and we've got to do a better job. We've got to, you know, get ready to play a better game against Detroit. That's our industry. You know, we're 1-2 right now, and it's been a while since we've felt that, and yet 3 years ago we were 0-2. So, you know, a little bit of a gut check, and yet we're not playing well enough. You know, let's not fool ourselves. We're making too many mistakes, and we're not playing disciplined enough on both sides of the ball. And that's really just the truth.
Over to line three, sir. Sorry I didn't get a chance to get your name. Who is this over on the Sports Crimson Hangover?
Tom. Crimson Tom.
Crimson Tom. Oh, my goodness.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time, and I'm sure you're here to tell us how, doesn't matter how many players for Alabama, because I saw this on social media, too. Basically, you lose everybody. Doesn't matter. Every year, Alabama looks like Alabama. Huh, Crimson Tom?
That's right. Listen, I said this after LSU won the national championship. Welcome to our world with losing your coaches and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think it hurt LSU more losing Joe Brady than Joe Burrow. I truly believe that. I mean, the year before, you had the same offensive coordinator, you had Joe Burrow, and you had the same head coach. You didn't do much. I believe Brady was a huge loss for LSU. I truly believe that. And just it was so painful to watch that game Saturday. I'm watching with my girlfriend and her family, and they all graduated from LSU, that I couldn't even make fun of them. Because I'm like, God, I never expected this in a million years. I was telling them earlier in the day that I thought in 2 years, Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach, if they stayed there, if a bigger school didn't poach them, that they were going to be powerhouses in the SEC. And it looks like it's happening a little bit ahead of schedule.
Well, look.
I could not believe it.
Crimson Tom, you can't, look, and I get it. I mean, fans are fans, and you're excited for every season. But it's literally why I said 73 to a buddy of mine over when I was doing Arkansas game day on Saturday, and he looked at me like I was crazy. I'm like, and Jordan even joked, he's like, I could see 6-4. I'm like, look, it's not that they don't have talent or skill. You need snaps. And when you have late players, you know, opting out late in practice, in fall ball, that affects you. I mean, it's got to. And then Derek Stingley Jr. didn't play. And so that adds to it. But I don't even know if him being there would have had it. Look, I know T-Bob went on a, like, 48-hour binge tweet rant about that it wasn't the offense or the defense. Here's the thing. The offense is going to take time. He is absolutely not Joe Burrow, which is why I said, I don't know what I'm going to get. He's okay. He's a nice quarterback. But, you know, it was expected. You saw him. Well, look, here's the thing. You saw that he hadn't started in a while. The first two drives, I took screenshots and sent it to people at the stadium. I sent it to Jordan. I sent it to everybody. He had people wide open, didn't see it, or he was hesitant to throw the ball. You have to throw in anticipation of where your receivers are. You have to throw before the cut. But he had first downs all over the field, and it took him a while to warm up. You saw them put up some points. I mean, look, at the end of the day, they did put up 34, so that is enough. I mean, I don't care. Burrow would have had a tough day winning that game if you're going to give up 623 yards passing. You understand what I'm saying? So it definitely was a defensive thing for sure. And by what T-Bob is saying, again, the kid played for LSU, so he knows better than me. And he felt that they didn't adjust by playing man. And you heard Mike Leach, end of the game. Leach said at the end of the game, well, they wanted to press, you know, and play tight on the line, so we had to go over the top, and we just did. So you lost your one-on-one battles. And again, I get it. You're good, but not every next man up. That's a great mentality to have. You need that to get the rest of your team ready to go for injuries. But next man up doesn't mean that next man up is as good as your starter. And these kids may eventually grow into that. But that is not, again, you lost 19 of 22 starters. I mean,
like you said, when you're a fan, but I've been hearing so much from my LSU fans, you know, friends and family, that Bo Pelini was such a better defensive coordinator than Dave Aranda. I'm like, LSU's been having one of the top defenses in the last 10 years. Like, I don't know. Bo never impressed me when he was at Nebraska. Well, I understand he was the man, but.
Like I said, I don't know. Not having played as well. I mean, that's a tough offense to go up against. I mean, I said it Friday when I saw 16.5. I'm like, man, that's a lot for a team that hadn't played together. That's basically brand spanking new. And again, I'll ask Marlon, he's defensive player. I'm not. What would that have been like to have to cover a team that just airs it out like that every single possession? It's got to be taxing and tiring for those defensive backs. They got smoked. I mean, it's what it is. So that's a hard game to be your first game, you know? And look, they had possessions early, didn't get points. So again, though, 34 points, you should be in a decent position to sort of play. But look, it's going to be a learning year, man. It is what it is. And I kind
when
of
they got that second turnover in the fourth quarter, whoever's number 11 for LSU on the defensive line was playing balls out. Yeah. Like, he stripped the ball and got, I think he's number 11. He stripped the ball from the quarterback and recovered the fumble. Mm-hmm. And I just thought LSU's going to take the lead right here. Like, they're going to get outplayed the whole game. And then right at the end, you know, the cream's going to rise to the top. And I was stunned that it never. But I think the Saints are going to be okay once they get Thomas back. Right. I mean, just my feeling that, that's Breeze's security blanket, and the other receivers doing all right. I really think the Saints will be all right, you know, once we get rolling. But, God, this is going to – and Vanderbilt looked good against number 10 Texas A&M. It don't look like there's going to be any easy games this year in the SEC.
No, it's an all-SEC schedule is the one thing everybody looked at, man. Crimson Tom, it was good hearing from you, man. Don't be a stranger, dude.
All right. Take care, buddy. Bye.
There he goes, Crimson Tom, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. We come back. I'll give you a couple of my takes from the game yesterday. Let's get into it. You'll hear from head coach Sean Payton, Drew Brees last night. We'll play, can you pick the quarterback I'll give you the stats. You tell me which quarterback I'm referring to. And quite honestly, why Jordan's ready to flip the hatch for the nuclear button. He went past the panic button. Why am I not even... I'm reaching over for a glass of water, Jordan. I'm not even grabbing a beverage. I'm okay, and I'm going to tell you why when we come back.
Okay.
I'm okay where the Saints are, and I'll tell you why when we come back. It's a Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Pete's Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Pete's Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Hey, what do you want to da-da-da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da-da-da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
We didn't convert some third downs. We struggled to get off the field on some of the third downs. That's my take before looking at the tape, but we didn't do enough of the little things well.
Right, you don't get to look at the tape. I want to know your takes. 800-998-1003, the questions of the day. Jordan will have those for you about 10 seconds. We're looking for a handful of things and a handful of ways that you can do so at 800-998-1003, or you can tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Quickly, sir, what do you got?
The Sports Hangover question of the day. Or day. Saints and LSU, which loss was worse and why? Mississippi State over LSU 44-34, or the Packers over the Saints 37-30. Next question is, Saints fans, give us your game ball, pat on the back, and who needs to have a seat next to coach? And our last question of the day is, Saints fans, what are your top takes 3 games into the season?
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's my top take. You ready?
Go for it.
My top take is the following. The Saints are a playoff team, but they're not currently a Super Bowl contender.
Okay.
Right now, the inability to push the ball down the field and to be able to compete with an elite quarterback, I think, is what's holding them from me being able to say they're a Super Bowl contender. Current construction and operation of the offense through 3 weeks puts the Saints in this scenario. You better play good defense, and your margin for error on offense is very small. That's how I feel through 3 weeks. I think the Saints are a good football team. I said this after week one when people were acting like it was a... can't believe he won that way. I thought they beat a good Bucks team. And a Bucks team that hadn't got together and played football with one another. yesterday against a bad Denver team. I get it. But the Bucks went there and won 28-10. Would you agree, Jordan, back and forth? I'm going to get to the callers in a sec. Would you agree back and forth here? Quickly, ready? Mm-hmm. Are they as good as Tampa? I mean, we saw that game.
Yeah, I think the defense is completely different than Tampa.
I disagree. Okay, but against Tampa, though, they covered them.
They did.
Against Tampa,
but
they,
the past two
but
games,
it went
they're
back
as,
and forth, right? But,
useful as a love bomb.
And I did say in that game, when Brady had it together, they went right down the field. Now, when you looked at the schedule at the beginning of the season, Bucks, Raiders, Packers, Lions, Chargers into the bye. Right now, through three games, I think we all would have said, hey, you know what? That Tampa game you should be able to get. Right? New team for them on the road. You're at home. You should be able to get that one. I thought the Raiders game should be a win. The Packers, to me, were a question mark. That was going to be a tough game. I think you could have beaten the Lions, and I thought at the time maybe the Chargers here at home, you can go 3-4 wins into that bye week. That's what I thought, right? You're 1-2 right now. The Raiders being that surprise that we saw. So if you look at it from that perspective, and currently in the standings, in a very young season, only three teams are undefeated right now in the NFL, Jordan. You know that? In the NFC. In the NFC. You know that?
Yeah. Seattle Seahawks, Green Bay Packers, and the Chicago Bears.
Your Chicago Bears. Those are the only teams that have yet to suffer a loss. There are three teams at 2-1. You know who those are? The Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
The Cardinals, the Rams, and 49ers. So four teams. Sorry, four teams. So those are teams that are 2-1. Five teams are 1-2. New Orleans, Carolina, Detroit, Washington, Dallas. With the teams that are 1-2, I think the Saints have more talent than Carolina. I do. I think they're a better team. We'll find out next week, but I think they're better than Detroit. I think the Saints are ahead of Washington. And I think Dallas is having a trouble that the Saints have right now, and that's their defense. So, but I would say on the field, I like my shot. There's seven teams that make the playoffs, right?
And now one team that gets...
Okay, it's fine. Right now, my eyeballs tell me you can't compete with Seattle's offense right now, but their defense is terrible. Mike Greenberg, before our show started, said Tampa Bay, in his mind, is the best team. I think it's Green Bay. So you just played, in theory, right now, at the early part of the season, the best team in the NFC.
Well,
and in the fourth quarter, it was tied. Taysom Hill fumbled. That guy made a great play, Za'Darius Smith. Okay, but my point is, it wasn't a blowout. You were in that game. Make some plays, get a stop. We'll get to the Saints defensive backs here in a second. Goodness, do they need to go to DB school. But my point is, I'm not ready to panic. I think the Saints are still a playoff team, and if their offense gets together and we actually start throwing the football down the field, they're a Super Bowl contender. But right now, currently constructed, small margin of error on offense and on defense if you're going to have to nickel and dime your way to win. And that's where the Saints are. We just need to accept it. We're not throwing 15, 20-yard outs. We're not airing the ball. You can watch every other game yesterday. And most of the quarterbacks you saw yesterday, even the ones losing, they are airing the ball out. That is no longer the Saints offense. To the phone lines we go, 800-998-1003. Lynn, you're on the On Deck Circle. Josh, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got, man?
Thanks for taking my call. It's a lot to unload today. I get it. But, you know, you just said, you know, we're not a big play offense. You know, down the field. I mean, if we look at the success of all the teams over the last three seasons, the Rams 3 years ago, the Chiefs, the Ravens, big plays produced in this league. And we are the only team that cannot throw it past 16 feet past the line of scrimmage. So I understand that you're saying we have a small, you know, window. We can't mess up here. Brees fumbled last night, should have lost it. If Jair Alexander could catch as a cornerback, he throws a pick six.
Yeah.
Other than Kamara's amazing play last night, for Brees to have a good production, he has to give the ball and someone has to do something with the ball. Brees is never going to do something with the ball, and that is why it's a problem. Because you can talk about all these games. You can talk about the Titans game last year. Talk about the Colts game. One incompletion. Oh, he had 80% completion rate last night.
Yeah.
When we're down by 10 points and we are on the 15-yard line and there are 10 minutes left in the game, there is no way we can win this game unless Kamara takes it to the house on a run or something like that. And I understand as a Saints fan, we want to get excited. Oh, the last three seasons, we've had all these wins in the regular season. Drew Brees is deteriorating. He looks like it, and he looks lost. He looks lost when I see the camera on him. And the reason is because the game's getting faster for him. And if as Saints fans, if we're going to live and die on this sword of Brees' greatness, then come playoff time when he lets us down again, because he's going to do that, because we're going to play a defense that can get to the quarterback, I'm not going to feel sorry for any of these Saints fans that were defending him now and saying, oh, it's only week three and we're 1-2. And all those teams you just said we have the same record of,
right.
The Lions, you're comparing us to teams that are garbage. So yeah. I understand that you can say, oh, they're only 2-0 teams, 3-0 teams. Our team is not made for success long-term in this type of league. That's all I'm going to say. I know you got a lot to talk about. I got one more comment. If LSU is DBU, then their excuse should not be Stingley sitting out cost them the loss. That's all I got to say. Have a good one. And also, one more stat, Drew Brees is 5 losses away from the most all time. Thank you.
Ooh, Josh with the... Look, again, 800-998-1003. Lynn, give us a take here, sir. How are you? Thank you for calling the show. Hello, Lynn. Hello? Hello, going once. Hello, going twice. Let's put him back on hold. See if we can get a hold of Lynn here real quick. One thing that I thought was real interesting. Hello, Lynn? Oh, all right. So Jeff Duncan tweeted this. Okay. And again, we're going to get to the offense here in a sec. What are you laughing about? What is
Sorry, that? I couldn't contain myself. His Twitter handle is perfect also. I have had enough, says over on Twitter. Okay. I'll give myself the game ball for not watching that garbage.
Oh no. He gave himself the game ball?
I mean, his Twitter
All right.
Handle is perfect.
So I want you to keep this in mind. Jeff Duncan tweeted this. Including the last 7 drives of the Raiders game, the Saints defense has forced just 1 punt in the last 17 series. The Saints opponents, the last 17 offensive drives have ended in the following.
Mm-hmm.
8 touchdowns, 5 field goals, 1 turnover on downs, 1 end of the half, 1 fumble, 1 punt. I understand we're going to talk about the Saints offense injury. Mm-hmm. And the same thing goes with LSU. You could have had Burrow there yet. You cannot give up 600 yards. And right now, the Saints pass rush is sort of non-existent other than Trey Hendrickson. We can get to Cam Jordan. There's a lot of people wondering what milk carton, and you know, is it 2%? Is it
at the
slim
end,
milk? But I'm going to get into that in a quick sec.
Well, at the end of the day, it's unacceptable through 2 games. You only having the opponent kick the ball, punt the ball off.
One time.
No, 3 times. It's 3 times the past 2 games, 3 times.
Combined. Right. Okay, so Jeff's talking about 17 possessions.
Right.
Though. The past
2 games, it's only been 3 times the opponent's punt.
Well, here's my thing as we go back to the phone lines. JW, thank you for giving us a call. Marcus Williams, you know how I felt about him for a while. How about turning around? The Saints defensive backs are getting called for pass interference because they're not even playing the ball. I don't even know what Marcus Williams was doing. You can call and tell me that ball was uncatchable. It was. But you know why he got flagged? Because he got beat at the line. And when he got over there, he didn't even look. He just 2 hands shoved him out of bounds. If he just plays the ball, plays the receiver, puts his hands up, there's no need to shove him. He ran to him to shove him. I can go on for 30 minutes on that play. And you can call and tell me all you want that the ball was 15 yards. And you're right. You shouldn't have thrown that flag. But you know what the referee saw? The referee saw the safety late get there and 2 hands shove him out of bounds. The flag is going to come out all day. And that crew was terrible.
Horrible.
Horrible. But do not call and tell me that the refs messed over the, there were some calls that were big. Yes. Malcolm Jenkins got Shaw for offensive pass interference. That's BS.
Resulted in a touchdown.
The placement. I mean, that's, I got you. But Marcus Williams, who was yet to make a tackle, literally, what are you doing? He runs to the guy and shoves him.
By the way,
there's no way Aaron Glenn teaches that.
Welcome
JW,
back.
Sorry I had a rant.
Welcome back, Ken Crawley.
Sorry. Yeah, by the way, they went and
you
got
know,
Ken Crawley.
You know it's bad.
Exactly. JW, thanks, man. What you got, buddy?
The problem with the Saints in two sentences, they've got too many politicians and statesmen and not enough gangsters. It's a fine team culture if you're trying to run a prep school for boys, but not if you're trying to win at football. Thank you.
There he goes, JW, that quick on the phone, giving us that take. Ray, let's just go to Ray real quick so you don't have
hey,
to hold on.
How you
doing, man?
Good. I got a few quick things. LSU, I went to LSU. I'm not worried about LSU. They lost 17 players to the NFL.
Agree.
I wasn't expecting nothing spectacular this year. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
But the Saints, what is going on with them? Drew Brees can't throw a pass 25 yards? Kamara don't score on a screen? I mean, Brees, is his arm is shot. That and the defense. Why we got Malcolm Jenkins back? He's horrible. He can't cover nobody. I don't know. What do you think about the Saints? I just seen the last two games. They made David Carr look like an all-star.
I watched that game yesterday in the Patriots. I mean, I was looking for the greatest tight end. Well, you know what? It was a Sunday game. I mean, maybe on Monday, Waller, Weller, whatever his name was, you know, would have had the 55 catches, you know,
yeah.
And all that. But here's what I saw, and I'm being serious. I got to hit this break. But, Ray, what I did see was the Patriots playing man coverage on
him. Okay.
There was this man. Their DBs and men, man on man, were better than the Saints. Period. I went through the tweet that Sean Fazan did. They threw everybody at the tight end. Not a single DB could keep up with them or could get them. And you know why? I'm starting to see why. The technique's poor. The hips aren't twisting. You don't see the footwork. Like, they're not relying on their speed or athletic ability. They're very handsy. This defensive backfield is very handsy.
Why you have 300 yards in penalties?
Well, that's what I was going to say. They're relying on physical, and that's fine to an extent. But, like, again, I go back to the Marcus Williams play. I go to some of the other, Janoris Jenkins. He's just arm-barring the receiver. Turn around, wait for the ball to get close, and jump. They're standing there both facing the quarterback. Why is he arm-barring him? That's what I'm confused about. They both turned around in the end zone, and he grabs his left arm. So, again, you can complain about the refs. Janoris Jenkins took the guy out on a date.
I think three times on the same drive.
That's what I'm saying. He did it.
Yeah.
You know? It's just technique.
The penalties are killing us. The penalties, how many penalties they have?
They're just not very good right now. The defensive backs are not very good. And I'm going to play the bite out of the break where Sean Payton talks about the big 72-yard pass. That was on Lattimore, but it wasn't on Lattimore. I'll tell you what he had to say. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate the phone call, man. I'm super late. Got to get to the break. Mike from Men's Total Health. You see my Bobo here, bud? Hello, Bobo. Got some blood drawn today. I'll tell you why. We come back to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Now, you know about Parker Kia's famously low prices, but did you know Kia's the number one mass market brand in initial quality 6 years in a row? Yeah, that means you get a whole lot more when you buy at Parker Kia. Take a look at the new 2020 Sorento SV6, a three-row, seven-seater SUV that comes with standard family favorite features like smartphone integration. Right now, you can take $6,000 off the MSRP. Want something smaller? How about a 2020 Kia Soul LX that you can drive home for just $69.95? Plus, Parker Kia has has some of the hottest new models on the road today, like the all-new Kia K5, the evolution of the Optima, but now with more power, speed, and technology. And of course, we have to mention the all-new Kia Telluride, the 2020 Motor Trend SUV of the year. Get a whole lot more at Barker Kia. Shop online at BarkerKia.com. JD Power 2020 award information. Go to JDPower.com/awards for more details. Stock number 20 KT277 MSRP 34505 500 dealer discount. $5,500 cash. Stock number 20 KT009 MSRP 2038 85 dealer discount. $2,500 for cash. List TTNL. See dealer with details. It's 935.
Finally, it's here. The supermarket that Canal Street's been waiting for. Right between Canal and South Broad, the Big Easy Fresh Market is the locally owned, family-oriented market complete with a cafe, a bakery, a deli, and some of the freshest produce and meats in town. Craving international food? No problem. The friendly staff will take care of your every need. Ready to start fresh? Make a note. The Big Easy Fresh Market. 2669 Canal Street. Like them on Facebook. Eat more fresh.
Hey everyone, Gus Cattingill with the Sports Hangover. Excited to tell you about Men's Total Health. They're located at 3829 Vets, right behind the Fidelity Bank building, Suite 101B. Men's Total Health can help you be your best self. Testosterone therapy, annual physicals, and IV therapy. Look, go get tested. They have on-site labs. You can get test results while you're there. Low T can produce physical changes like reduced energy and increased body fat, reduced libido, ED, and give you emotional changes. Visit menstotalhealth.net today and see if they can help you.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
You saw my post from this weekend, didn't you? I spooked out the
one
house
with Carver.
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
I'm so proud of him. I really am. My wife and I
took some pictures.
She's more of a Christmas person, but so my parents just, you know, they got him from school.
Mm-hmm.
They're out getting more Halloween stuff.
Wow.
There's a tombstone here, as I'll show you. There's a nice little tombstone there, Mr. Skeleton. A little wall covering, some more bat wall and window clings.
You're gonna
completely normal that my child is basically the Addams Family. I love this. It's what I've always wanted, honestly. Really is, honestly.
Scary.
It's not scary, not at all. He might be impressed with my Bobo here. Got a little bruise, got a little blood drawn earlier today. I can tell you the reason why. So welcome in Mike from Men's Total Health. Sir, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great, Gus. How you doing today? Good seeing you today.
Yeah, it was awesome. Look, menstotalhealth.net, that's the website. You can go there, get all the information, but hopefully we'll be telling you at least in the next few minutes as to one of the reasons you go over there. And I got my blood drawn because I wanted to get an idea, man, on testosterone and different other type of things that you can get when you go over to Men's Total Health, and that's part of it, right? So I guess just start there, Mike. What are you looking for when the first step is to kind of get some blood drawn and look at your blood work and then kind of get a map of what's going on?
Well, Gus, thanks a lot for having me on. You know, I've been doing this about a decade now, and this is always the question. What drives guys into these type of clinics and into Men's Total Health? And what really drives these guys is that they start seeing some changes in their 30s and their 40s. And it could be decrease in fatigue, increase in fatigue, decrease in libido, change in sexual performance. And they just, you know, they think it's just a part of their natural life. It's a part of the way that it's supposed to be. I'm working hard. Mm-hmm. I've got a family. This is the way it's supposed to be. In reality, it's not. It's a hormonal imbalance. And these guys really can get fixed and changed back to feeling like themselves in a pretty short period of time. And that's what we really strive to do. We really strive to get these guys back to feeling like themselves.
You know, Mike, a lot of times when you go to a medical facility or you go see a doctor, it takes a little bit, right? You fill up the paperwork. And a lot of times it's sort of just, I feel sort of like it's redundant. Do I have this? Do I sneeze or anything? But in filling out you guys' questionnaire and basically all the different forms, to kind of get an idea, I think that's also to give you all a profile. And goodness, I mean, I sat there and I told you earlier today, I'm like, this is probably somewhere Dad needs to go, and I got a couple other friends here as well. But the questions asked, I didn't even kind of even think about it, whether it's sleep, whether it's energy, how many times you get up to go to the bathroom at night, things of that nature. Those are all so many other areas that can sort of tell you if you need to go to a place like Men's Total Health.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of comorbidities that kind of are associated with kind of what we do here, and we try to drain in a holistic approach to this type of medicine. And if it's not a hormonal imbalance, then it might be something else, and we can look into whether it's sleep apnea or weight loss, you know, we strive to get these guys back to feeling good and doing well. And so it's not an all-in-one thing. That's not what we're about. It's not just hormones. Like many men out there, we're really historically poor at taking care of our health, taking care of ourselves, typically work hard to provide for our families, and we seldom take time to take care of ourselves, and we're here to provide that for you, for all men.
Speaking with Mike from Men's Total Health, I was there this morning getting my my blood work done, kind of getting an idea of where I'm at, because I think one of the things that was interesting in my initial conversation with you, Mike, was, I'm just 44, man. It is what it is, right? I'm going to be 45 in January. Sometimes I'm just tired, and it is what it is, but I loved how you looked at me like, no, not really. It doesn't have to be that way. And I guess that's kind of what we're trying to get across to people, right? Is that, yeah, I mean, there's normal fatigue. You're tired, and there's normal, hey, I need some sleep and stuff. But if you sort of feel like, and it's not even us, maybe sometimes I pick it up because we're guys, Mike. And I told you, I very rarely go to the doctor unless something's really wrong. I probably won't go. It's normally my wife or our loved ones that will suggest, yeah, or maybe even Mike notice changes in our behavior that we don't, right? We're guys.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. They see a decline, and they know you know better than you do. And there are a lot of clients that wives kind of push them in here to see what's going on because we are busy. We don't take that time, and our wives are more in tune to that sort of thing. But, yeah, definitely, you hit the nail on the head. You know, one in three guys have it. One in three guys have issues with low testosterone, whether it's primary, secondary hypogonadism, whether it's caused by something else, obesity or sleep apnea. But to determine that and to get that figured out could be a little complex. And so we really work hard to get that straight for you and get you back to feeling like yourself. And typically within about 12 weeks, we can do that in most cases.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, it's super easy to find. You can't miss it. It's right there behind the Fidelity Bank. It's between Cleary, essentially, and the Mercedes dealer, Chase Bank. Look to your right. Turn over there, and you can't miss it right there. When you walk in, man, beautiful facility. I love
Thank
the
you.
Fact that it's not a bunch of pens with, I mean, you can if you like, but I got an iPad when I walked in, and I just started tapping around. It's very easy. It is very legible. It makes it super nice, man. I enjoyed our conversation, and I look forward to our partnership and continue to try to help people. Like I said, literally, I told Dad, you need to go there this week. Guys just need to take care of themselves. And it's always like anything else. I've had an uncle that's dealt with cancer and things of that nature. If you can get ahead of things and you can just know what's going on in your body, you can lead a happier and healthier life. That's why
Absolutely.
I'm like, let's spend time doing it, you know?
There is help, and we are here for you, for sure. Absolutely.
Appreciate it, Mike. Look forward to talking to you later.
Thank you, Gus. Have a good day, man. Thank you for having me on.
Yep, for sure. Go to the website, menstotalhealth.net. There's no way to go get some information. It's all there. More importantly, there's a map. It's even as easy for you, Jordan. You can go check it. Well, you don't need. You're 21. Must be nice to be 21. Although, quite honestly, you're the one that gets tired all the time after you eat. You need to go see a nutritionist is what you need to go see. Do I do this? Do I do this to Saints fans? Do I do this? Buddy, we got like a – how long is this?
We have a minute. We have a minute.
Oh, all I need is 15 seconds, apparently. All right. I'm going to do it. If you go to Twitter and type in at Tom Brady, you see a
one.
I mean, just
you could see a goat
ear to ear.
You'll see a goat.
Look at the grin.
Great team win in Denver. Way to go! Let's keep it going, getting better every week. Chargers next.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Great team win in Denver.
Great team
Way to go. Let's keep it
Denver.
Going. Get better every week. Chargers next.
You know what? That's fine. That's fine. That's their 15 seconds they come up with. What would be the Saints' top 15-second video? Who would say, who would have the message, and what would the song be afterwards? I like mine's everything going to be all right. I would have used Kamara. Saints fans, all is well. You saw me absolutely crush it yesterday. We're good. I'll see you soon. Lions are next. Hour 2 is next in the Sports Hangover. It's the home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you